I'm with Paul Andrews, and we're at the second day of the speciality fine food fair at Olympia, and he's complaining because he's on a diet and it's the second day here, and we're sitting, and in front of us we've got some butterscotch, some toffee and some nougat nugget, as some people call it. No, nougat. You're a bit of a fan of nougat, aren't you, Paul?
I love nugget, me.
You love nugget, yeah.
That's it, nugget.
It always looks so pretty as well. You know, when you get the little pistachio nuts running through it.
It looks pretty. Who gives it long enough to look at it?
Well, I do.
As soon as you unwrap that, I'm going to eat that.
So we're sitting with Jacqueline Champion, and she's runs a company called Champion and Reeves with Andrew Reeves. Why did you start this, and why nougat, butterscotch and toffee?
The inspiration really came from Callard and Bowser, that started in North London in 1837 and was a premium confectioner's, disappeared 30 odd years ago. So people about 40 plus just about remember butterscotch and a British nougat that had a very distinctive flavour. So we worked to bring those back because they're products we missed.
I didn't realise that they weren't around, did you, Callard and Bowser?
No, I assumed
they were still there. So essentially, then the demise of that means there was a huge gap in the market, really.
We believe so. And also confectionery as a whole, unlike the chocolate world, has really gone down and down and down in terms of quality. And we felt there was a gap in the market for an all-natural, really good quality product to come back like it used to be.
I think it's an interesting point because we're sitting here in Olympia. There's about 800 stalls, would you believe, packed full of all sorts of stuff. And you can tell what's fashionable at the moment. There is a massive, massive section just on chocolate, artisan chocolate. And there's lots of teas and, you know, you can tell, can't you, what's sort of fashionable. Sweets for me seems to be very childlike, childish at the moment. These are very grown-up, proper sweets, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. But we are appealing, I think, to a younger audience as well. We're from Shrewsbury. We manufacture in Shrewsbury in Shropshire, and we did a food fair, and we were amazed how much young children also loved our products because they taste fantastic because it's real product made from real ingredients.
Paul, I'm going to ask you to speak now because I'm going to tackle toffee. I haven't tackled toffee. I tried to take a bite, but it's going to take some chewing. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to you.
Go on, Sue. We won't say anything. No, do you know, Jacqueline, I'm like Sue, I was surprised. I didn't realise that Callard and Bowser had gone out of business. And you say that was some time ago.
They stopped manufacturing in the UK. They were bought by a company in the States, but they actually stopped manufacturing the products as well. So the inspiration came from wanting to, I suppose slightly selfishly, have those products that we missed. You know, my grandmother used to give me pieces of butterscotch. So we loved the fact they were individually wrapped. And in today's world, it's portion control. We're only 65 calories for one of our 15 gram pieces, but it sates you in the same way as dark chocolate sates you, and you need a little bit. And it hits the spot. We've produced the same sort of effect with our confectionery.
Absolutely. I'm laughing here because Sue's got toffee all over her teeth now, which is great. That is fabulous. I've only eaten a nougat.
It's a good move when you're on radio, isn't it?
It is. It's brilliant. I'm going to eat some of that when we're off radio because it looks lovely.
Can we talk about butterscotch? What exactly is butterscotch?
Well, we use a Welsh butter. We use an unsalted butter, and we add a natural sea salt. So again, that's perhaps a little bit of a modern twist on it these days. But essentially, it is a product we use a bit of molasses, a tiny little bit of honey in it as well. But it's a good old-fashioned product that we saw disappear, and we missed it. So we thought, actually, maybe it'd be nice to bring this back. And a lot of people say, oh, butterscotch, they recognise it. Or people say, what flavour is it? And say, you know, is it toffee-flavoured like butterscotch? No, it is butterscotch, which means made of butter. And
absolutely. The funny thing is, there's lots of things that are butterscotch flavour, such as ice creams and all kinds of things, but you, as you say, you don't see butterscotch anymore. And you told us something very interesting about butterscotch, or a few things that are interesting about butterscotch before we came on air. First of all, tell the listeners what the name butterscotch actually means.
Well, butterscotch actually comes from, people think maybe it has scotch in it. We were exhibiting in Japan and the Japanese thought perhaps it had scotch in it because they like scotch whiskey. But no, the scotch actually comes from scorching. So when you make it and pour it into a slab, you scorch it to then be able to break it up into pieces. So that's where scotch comes from.
taste the butterscotch, Paul, because actually that doesn't take too long to eat, if you see what I mean. And do you know, I haven't had butterscotch for so long, I had completely forgotten what it tastes like. It's really lovely. I forgot. Don't you think? You're still chewing. That's nice, isn't it?
It's delicious.
Stuck in my tooth now.
No, it's really, really nice. And your ambitions for the company? The packaging's lovely, by the way, very sort of slightly Victorian, actually. What's your ambitions for the company?
Yes, we've gone for some traditional colours. We've seen colour schemes go into sort of quite a pale colour mode. We actually, I suppose, bucked the trend a bit and brought back a lovely sort of regal deep purple and a Victorian blue and an orange that is reminiscent of butterscotch and a sort of a burgundy pink that fits with our nougat with cherries. We split our nougat because we found that our traditional nougat has a hint of rose water in with a cherry, which was the sort of flavour and taste of what Callard and Bowser did. We've split it because you do or you don't, as a Marmite thing. You either love it and it brings back wonderful memories for older people, or sometimes people prefer slightly higher vanilla content with slightly more almonds, and both have pistachio nuts.
Well, I'd highly recommend the nougat in particular. I'm not sure about the toffee. I think you've got to have really solid... You've got to have your own teeth, for a start, if you're going to have toffee. And butterscotch. If you haven't had butterscotch for a long time, you really do need to go onto the website, which I presume you can order from there, and get yourself some. It's championreeves.com. Is there anywhere else that we can get it from, Jacqueline?
Well, we've just been taken on by a distributor. We are a fairly young company, and they're getting it out nationwide. But you can buy it in Partridge's in London. Houses of Commons have just taken it. Ludlow Food Centre. We are in some local stores as well. But it will be coming out more and more. And Mid-Counties Co-op have started stocking us as well as a local producer in the Mid-Counties, in our sort of local counties.
Well, very good luck with it. I'm going to have a little bit more butterscotch, and I know you're going to probably have some toffee when we go off air.
I am indeed. I'm a bit of a toffee fan, and it's calling to me, that piece of toffee. So I'm going to try that. But just before we go, it's the Great Taste Award. I was going to ask you, Jacqueline, you've won some awards, haven't you? Why don't you tell us about that quickly?
Well, we've won three awards, actually. We've won one for the toffee with macadamia nut and also for our nougat with cherries. And we won the Shropshire Best New Business Award as well recently, so we're very pleased about that.
Fantastic. I mean, just very quickly, where are you in the production cycle at the moment? Is this still, without being rude, a kitchen table operation, or are you moving up production?
We've just moved to the Shropshire Food Enterprise Centre, so we have 3,000 square feet there, and we've scaled up quite a bit because the demand is there, and we're fully fledged set up as a manufacturing plant now.
Oh, that's fabulous. Because a lot of artisan manufacturers of food struggle with that move from kitchen table to full-blown production. So I'm glad to see that you've achieved that. Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us on the Food Talk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure. You don't need to take those away. You can leave them here with us. We're quite happy for that. We will dispose of them safely.
We'll look after those for you.
Well, thank you very much for having me on air, Paul and Sue, and I'd like to leave you some more product to have a little bit later. So some nougat and butterscotch and toffee macadamia nuts.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
I really like Jacqueline. She's really nice. Thank you.